Welcome to the DM Emporium, a series dedicated to discussing DM essential tips, tricks, tools, and information. Let's get started. Hello everyone, I'm your host Dre Sevito, and this is another episode in a series dedicated to information that may help new and veteran DMs, perhaps giving new ways for DMs to look at a situation, or perhaps leading into additional ideas that DMs can throw around their table and enjoy. Today's topic, player prepness. In this episode, we'll discuss how you can encourage players or help them to better understand their characters and how to help them possibly understand the game a bit more. Whether you have new players or someone playing a specific class for the first time, we hope something we discuss may encourage you to help aid them along their way. One way to help aid your new players is to have a list of what they can do on their turn in combat, a quick guide if you will, and there are a handful of useful tools out there that you can utilize. There's a simple reference sheet, an index card, even a framed picture in your gaming area. I actually have that myself and it's amazing to just simply point and reference to. A simple list that states players can either do one or more of the options during combat if allowed. They can make a melee or a ranged attack, cast a spell if they can, use their action to dash, disengage, dodge, help, hide, ready in action, search in combat, use a magic item, use an object, or use a special ability that their class feature gives them. They can move their distance, or they can split up their distance and move, or communicate with one another to an extent allowed within 6 seconds. Now, players don't have to do any of these actions in any order either. They may have decided to move, hide, and then attack if their class allows them to, and then continue moving if they have any remaining movement. Knowing all of these actions can be a tad much for a new player, so I advise to make an index card for each player that you know that may be in need of it. Or, if you're an online DM, making a journal entry of some sort as a handout or to assign to your players is also very convenient. Most VTTs out there utilize a sort of journal per player so they can simply reference that during battle. Another tip would be to double check that each player has their required dice. Some players may be missing an extra die, or not even have a set. Having at least one dice set per player is useful too, so then you can share dice amongst each other as needed. Maybe your player needs 2d6, or you need to roll with advantage. There are also a handful of dice rolling apps out there if you just search on your app store. But come on, who doesn't like to hear the clickety-clack of them math rocks hitting the table? If you're a DM though, for any online gameplay even, most systems will have an integrated 3D dice set or a way to roll your necessary skills as well. Me personally, I've gone as far as a DM to always gift my players a new dice set at the start of every new campaign. This not only assures me that they can play, but it also reinforces my own mentality to be invested into my games and into my players. Another way to improve player prep is to go over any spells that they may be curious about if they are able to cast anything. Some spells can be worded very bulky or precise. You can go through online resources or find the sage advice from Wizards of the Coast and double check there if you don't feel quite too sure or if a player is understanding the spell properly. As a heads up, some players may see a spell utilized in a different fashion, and this would follow under the table rules, I would say. No matter what any other table ruled, if you as a DM decide a way something should be handled, talk it through with a specific player and with your group as well so you are on common grounds. Now, this may not be as apparent in all spells. You may not know that the player intends to utilize a spell a certain way just by glancing over their list, so you may only realize it during a session. And for those moments, I suggest having the player or yourself read out loud the spell if there seems to be any confusion. And furthermore, if you feel like time is slowing down because of this result of reading and trying to understand the spell in the moment, and it happens quite frequently, I suggest also making a DM quick decision and rule it a certain way just for the session. But also, notify your players that you will reread on your downtime and you may need to acknowledge it for further sessions and possibly change the ruling. Have you ever been sitting there and you notice that you have to keep repeating the same scene description? You glance around and you're possibly an in-person game, and you realize some players are on their phones or paying attention elsewhere. For in-person games, you may feel it necessary to restrict electronic use. Granted, some players may say that they need the dice roller or that their sheet is on their phone, or on their tablet, and in some instances, that's okay. But again, you're the DM. If you feel the attention is waning at your table or session, acknowledge it. As for online DMs, this would be harder to mitigate with, the obvious reasoning being that they're at a computer or a device of some sort that allows you all to play together. In this regard, I suggest to make a campaign ruling or agreement around getting disadvantage if a player isn't paying full attention. I've actually used that on my in-person games quite a bit. I've dished out a full session, actually, of disadvantage to a player that wasn't paying full attention, and they were just swiping through TikTok. You may call me harsh, but I'm just speaking not just for myself, but also for the other players that want to be invested into the game and into the scene, so when they constantly have to reiterate some scenario that they did or that I have to bring up the whole description once again, it removes them from the immersion. So I had to speak for everybody in that instance. Another way to improve player prep, especially for those that are new to D&D, is to walk each player through building their character. With this manner, you can explain what numbers they get to add. You can describe the skills, the features, and the abilities. You can also make sure your players have the proper numbers added together so their attacks or spells are as simple as adding one number to the die roll instead of saying, okay, now add your proficiency modifier. Oh, don't forget the corresponding stat number that goes to that. That's your dex modifier. Dex stands for dexterity. Now, oh yeah, you get your bonus because you have your bracelet. You know what? Just add this one number. It just sounds a lot simpler. Granted, it's simple addition, but having multiple numbers can be cumbersome for new players since they feel like they are slowing down everyone's fun. And they might not say it outright, but you can see it just on their visage that they're kind of timid about it. Yeah, you can assure them that they aren't, but a simple number can also encourage them as well. And the last way to improve your player prep for each session is to see if they need an extra note sheet or writing utensil. Most players will have like a composition book or a journal of some kind to add in all the lore, their loot, the NPCs, and the locations of your world. Either pen and paper or a simple notepad app also works. Online DMs have the advantage here though, because most online platforms have a journal of some sort like I mentioned prior. Their players already have access to it, so they can simply just keep typing along as you're explaining it, or they can just hit record on their computer or whatever mobile app that they're using to play with, and then they can just listen to it later on and re-edit those notes. In all my campaigns, I've included a notepad and a writing utensil along with the dice sets that I've given them prior. If you're one of those DMs that prefers to gift your players simple tools like this, a simple composition notebook, a mechanical pencil, and some binder tabs are always a great gift. Now, there are extravagant notepads out there with more personality, and some of them actually have specific class covers on them, which are completely BA. But those could be a bit more for a continued campaign, you know, maybe for the group that you know is going to keep coming back no matter what because you've played constant campaigns prior. And that's all I have for you. If you see your players struggling to have their material or their character ready for the session, or for even a combat round, perhaps you can be encouraged to roll a higher initiative and help them into being a better prepared player. It doesn't take much, but I'm sure your players would appreciate it more and be inspired. We all like to inspire, don't we? If you'd like to reach out and discuss anything further, you can reach me by following the social link in the description of this episode. And again, we appreciate you for listening, but don't forget, let it roll.